Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Pesachim. We know that food that is chametz is asher midoraisa. It's forbidden in the Torah to eat, to get benefit from, and to own. And if you own it, you need to get rid of it. You need to destroy it. We call that biur. And if you eat it, you are chayev kares. You get the punishment of kares, which is a spiritual punishment that involves being cut off from Klal Yisrael and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is, of course, a very bad thing. It is a severe consequence and is indicative of the severity of the Isser of Chametz and other Isserei kares. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph introduces us to two additional categories. The first is called Chametz Ayidei Ta'aroves. This is food that contains actual chametz, but it is mixed in among other ingredients. This does not involve an Isser Kares. In fact, it depends whether it's us at all, or whether you're chayiv at all, depends on the ratio. If there is enough chametz within the mixture so that if you would eat a kezayis, if you would eat an amount of kedei achilas pras, the amount of time that it takes you to eat half a loaf of bread, which is either 3 eggs in volume or 4 eggs in volume, depending on a machlokas we talked about in Eruvin, during that time you would consume, if you ate this mixture during that amount of time, you would actually consume a full kezayis of the actual chametz within the mixture, then it's still aser daraisa. It's not still no chiyuv kares, but it is aser daraisa to do. It is a mitzvah slo taase. You're violating kol machmetz lo sochelu. Don't eat anything that has chametz in it. If there is a lower ratio, so then there is no punishment for eating it. You're not violating the lo taase of don't eat chametz. Because you didn't eat a kezayis. But it's still chayev to get rid of it. You're still chayev in biur. Midrabanan. The chamim say you need to still get rid of it. The second category that we're going to introduce is called chametz noksha. Chametz noksha is inedible chametz. It is a grain product that rose, but is not food. This is, of course, not asur b'achila because it's not food. However, here too, you are still chayev in the mitzvah of biur. You still have to get rid of it, midrabanan. So our Mishnah says, Elu ovrin b'pesach. These things you have to get rid of. Ovrin, you got to get rid of them. You got to get rid of them on Pesach. It'll fill the mitzvah of biur by getting rid of them. Kutach habavli. Kutach habavli was a dip that they made in Babylon that was made out of curdled milk and stale breadcrumbs. Doesn't sound that appetizing to me, but I guess curdled milk is really what makes cheese and yogurt and stuff like that. So I guess it's something like that. And it had stale breadcrumbs in it. So think of it as maybe cottage cheese and croutons or something like that. So they used this to dip. And of course, since it contains breadcrumbs, it actually has chametz in it. Secondly, v'sheichar hamadi. Sheichar hamadi is Midian beer. Beer in the time of the Mishnah could be made pretty much out of anything. It's basically any beverage that was allowed to ferment and become alcoholic. So it didn't necessarily even have grain in it. A Midian beer is very similar to the beer that we know, which is it's made with barley. And so, of course, made with barley means that it is chametz ayidei ta'aroves. The third thing on our list is v'chometz ha'edomi, edomian wine vinegar. So it's wine vinegar. It basically is a grape product, but they would also put barley in that as well, presumably as a thickener, but maybe for taste. But this chometz ha'edomi was wine vinegar that contained barley. And fourthly, finally on this list, v'zitum hamitzri. Zitum hamitzri is an Egyptian beer. It's also made with barley, but it also contains salt and turmeric. So it's a flavored beer. So these four items, Kutach HaBavli, Sheikh HaMadi, Chometz HaDomi, and Zitum HaMitzri, are all Chometz HaYidei Ta'aroves. And as we've said, if you eat them If you eat enough, that is to say, if you would get a kezayis of chametz b'kadei achilas pras, when you eat them for that amount of time, you would end up with a kezayis of chametz. Then it's actually usur to arais to do that, even though there's no kares to lotase. And regardless, our Mishnah says no matter what the ratio is, elu avrim pesach, we have to get rid of it. There's a chiyuv of biur. Continuing with the list, we're now going to shift into chametz noksha, non-edible chametz. Zoman shel tzabayim is bran water that was used in the production of dye. So it's not edible, but it is definitely wheat product that had soaked in water, and so it would certainly rise and become chametz. So it is not food, but it is definitely chametz. Va'amilan shel tabachim. Amilan shel tabachim is a loaf of bread, essentially, that would be made with unripe flour. So they would take unripe flour and they bake it into a loaf of bread. And of course, since it's made with unripe flour, it's not really edible. But it was never intended as a food. It was used by chefs, and they would basically put it over a cooking dish to soak up bad smells from the dish. So it was never intended to be edible. It's almost like a sponge, and then they would throw it out. So this too is a non-food item that is clearly chametz because it's basically a loaf of inedible bread. And finally on our list, v'kolan shel sofrim, glue used by scribes and bookmakers. Books basically were not necessarily books like we know with a binding, but still the sheets of the scroll have to be glued together as well. And this was made with flour, so it too is chametz noksha, non-edible chametz. So all of these things we have to get rid of on Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer af tachshitei nashim. Rabbi Eliezer adds even women's cosmetics. What is Rabbi Eliezer adding? Rabbi Eliezer says it's not just chametz ayde ta'arovas that you have to get rid of. And it's not just chametz noksha that you have to get rid of. It's actually even chametz noksha ayde ta'arovas, right? Non-edible items that are not themselves chametz, but contain some chametz. So he combines both categories. The chachamim don't agree with this. Well, as we'll see in a moment, the Chacham actually disagree with Rabbi Eliezer about a couple of things. And Rabbi Eliezer continues, Zeh haklal, this is the general rule. Kol shumimin dagan, hareza over Pesach. If it has one of the five grains, said Rabbi Eliezer, it must be gotten rid of on Pesach, or before Pesach, right? It's chayav in biur, at least midrabanan. So he says all of these things you have to get rid of, even chametz noksha ayde tarovis. And he says, hare elu be'azhara. These are all also usur to eat midya araisa. Ve'en be'em mishum kares. There's no kares, there's no isur kares, but there is still an isur midya araisa on all of these. So the chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer about a couple of things. First of all, with regard to chametz noksha ayde tarovis, Rabbi Eliezer says that has to be included on this list. You have to get rid of it. And the Chachamim say, no, you don't have to get rid of it. It's fine. There's no need to get rid of chametz noksha ayde tarovas. The second thing that they're arguing about is whether or not there's an Isser Achila here. Rabbi Eliezer includes everything in the Isser Achila. He says not that chametz ayde tarovas is asur b'achila, chametz noksha is asur b'achila, and chametz noksha ayde tarovas is asur b'achila. The Chachamim say none of that is asur b'achila, except for chametz ayde ta'arovas, if there's a high enough quantity of chametz in it, such that if you would eat kezayis, you would consume a kezayis b'kedei achilas pras. Otherwise, there's no issur achila here at all, only a chiyuv in biur.